Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
And we are back from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo, catching up with some old friends, making some new ones. Stone Payton here, your host. And in this segment, we have with us Senior Manager, National L&D, with a little company some of you may recognize, T-Mobile. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Miss Laura Kirvin. How you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are delighted to have you. That sounds like a lot of responsibility, being a senior manager, National L&D.
It is.
So tell us, what is it you do day to day to make the rent over there?
Wow. So I have four curriculum teams who roll up to me. So each of these teams is responsible for a different area, designing training content and learning solutions for our customer service representatives in call centers all across the country and the globe. And so day to day, we are I'm negotiating with stakeholders and SMEs and resource planning to get time off the phones. There's a lot of negotiation in addition to design.
So there's that aspect of capturing the important information from your SMEs, and then there's delivering the training. Talk to me a little bit, if you could, about reinforcing the content for the learner, and maybe more importantly, for the manager, because it seems like the manager can untrain them quicker than you can train them if you don't set that up right, right?
Exactly. So we are really, we're placing a heavy emphasis on this area in 2015, because we know we got to do a better job with that training reinforcement and application. And with T-Mobile's, you know, you may have heard the Un-carrier, right? So we're trying to change the industry. And so that change is changing the way we operate as well. So we are having to rely more heavily on our coaches and managers to facilitate learning. So in addition to reinforcing it, we are getting them involved in the game during facilitation, and we've got to make sure that they can do that. So they have to wear a facilitator hat, and a lot of them do that somewhat reluctantly.
So some of them do bristle with that because up till now, that really hasn't been part of what they have felt like was their charge. Is that
bingo,
accurate?
Bingo. Yeah, exactly. You know, they're very busy. And up until now, we have handled the training function, and they've got plenty else to do. So, you know, now you want me to be a trainer in addition to all my other responsibilities. So we get it. So we're trying, you know, we're working on making it easier for them to transition between being a coach into being a facilitator. How can we make that easy for you? And how can we help you after the fact? Whether you facilitated it or we facilitated it, how can we help you help your learners or your direct reports apply it on the job? So we've got a lot of room to improve there.
Well, there
we're
you go.
Working on it.
So I suspect that there's plenty that can be done with respect to helping them become better mentors, coaches, guides, and give them skills around counseling and that kind of thing. But have you also found, or are you beginning to find, that there's technology that can help in some regard with this?
Yeah. You know, there. In fact, we are exploring. We're actually implementing a lot of new technology this year, but we're on the cusp of that. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk later. Later this year, we're going to see how our new LCMS that we're getting will impact the way that we deliver and maintain training and connect with our non-training resources. So that's yet to be seen. But we're even thinking about, you know, how can we use something as simple as instant messaging, because most of our coaches
that's right in your wheelhouse, right? You can do instant messaging,
right? Right. We have group chats. Most of our teams use group chat, so we're thinking, you know, if we can't pull reps off the phone for formal follow-up, because that's a challenge in a call center environment, how can we take advantage of these other social tools that they're already using?
Now, you personally, have you always been involved in this particular sector, or did you come from a completely different type of industry?
Yeah. Yes. And well, I've been in this. This has been my career. I've grown up with T-Mobile.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I've been with T-Mobile for 17 years. So I started when I was 17. So it's, you know, labor laws, who cares? I was in sales training, customer service training, and then I spent several years in knowledge management. So I've done a lot of moving around in different functional areas, which is great because it's really helped me know the business and understand what we need to do to operationalize our learning solutions. So after spending a lot of time in our knowledge management group, which is the team that designs content that reps use when they're on the phone. So I spent time in that role or in that area, and then I came back to training.
I would think that the double-edged sword of having worked in all those areas, and particularly understanding the depth and breadth of your knowledge repository, would be that you would recognize as quickly and as fully as anyone in the organization how much you may not be capitalizing on the marvelous resources you have right at your fingertips. Is there some truth to that?
There is absolutely some truth to that. Yes, that's my short answer.
Because there's just so much that probably has been harvested. There's probably so much more that can continue to be harvested from all those areas. All right, so back to this idea of reinforcement. Where are you in this effort? Walk us through where you are at this point.
So we've tried some coaching guides. We've started this new deliverable type, particularly when we have to implement training on an incredibly short timeline. So we have to get thousands of reps trained in a very brief window. So our training solutions also have to be, you know, a 15-minute conversation. And so to supplement that, we're adding to the deliverable mix a coach guide for the coaches to then follow up, and it provides them with what I need to know, wink. what are the top five things that I need to know, I being your direct report, and here are some ways to ask the questions and check for knowledge. So basically just a guided conversation, giving them a slick design, a one sheet that we call it, on how to facilitate a conversation with your reps. So I mentioned that we've been doing that because we've been forced into this very brief window with certain launch types. But what we're realizing is we need to do that as a rule. We need so it's forced us to sort of realize that we shouldn't just be doing that for this type of launch or training type. It's vital for every type of training, so we're working on it.
So at a conference like this, do you find yourself investing most of your time evangelizing about something like this, or soaking things up like a sponge so you can take them back to the ranch and employ them, or is it a little bit of both?
Soaking like a sponge.
Yeah.
I'd say, given the conversation that we're having, it's a little bit of both now.
Right.
So I'm evangelizing now, but for the most part, I am soaking like a sponge. My head, I'm surprised I can even sit here and not knock you right off of your chair. My head's so huge. Yeah, I'm overwhelmed today officially with fantastic ideas. I've got so many notes. My wheels are cranking up here in my noodle carriage.
And so you've gone to some of these sessions, you'll walk the carpet, visit with some of these vendors that have highly specialized knowledge and very specific niches that may serve some of these efforts extremely, extremely well. Plus, I mean, we all know you can pick up an awful lot over a cocktail after the event.
Absolutely.
Right? Up at the Sundial room.
I have.
and you have.
It's already happened. Yep.
So you look in your crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the future holds for this whole domain?
Well, we're going to get more tech savvy. I mean, we're a tech savvy business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're implementing an LCMS, as I mentioned, and we're going to get more social. And by social, I don't necessarily mean We're going to focus on social media in an external sense, but just really, you know, the 70-20-10 model, right? Knowing that the 20% of learning happens through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So getting better at that, that's the future. We're going to find ways to get better at social and reinforcement. That's where it happens.
I believe it. And I believe you have as good a finger on the pulse of what's coming down the pike as anybody we've talked to on this topic.
I hope so.
Well, thank you so much for coming to visit with us.
Thank you for having me.
So if someone would like to reach out, maybe have a conversation about this with you, you hanging out at the LinkedIn or the Twitter or something like that?
All right.
And last name is Curvin, C-U-R-V-I-N?
Exactly, like curving without the G.
Without the G. So mm-hmm. if they were to look that up, they could reach out to you.
Absolutely.
Because you guys, I got to say this. A shout out to just the people in this profession. You're a very collaborative crowd. You're really good about helping each other mm-hmm. out, more so than a lot of professions, I think, that, mm-hmm. that we run into. Well, it's been an absolute delight having you on the broadcast.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely talking with you.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.